Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Definitely believe that getting
organized helps you out in your life. And I want everyone to know that getting help and getting organized in your life will help you get organized. And, you know, when you think about it, when things are lined up and set up, things go a whole lot smoother. And, you know, that's what you really need in times like these. You need things to go a whole lot smoother, especially when you have children involved. One of the things that I found that my wife does, and she's done since we've had children, is that she would always make sure that for the week that she would have the children's clothes prepared. She would have their school schedules, school supplies, whatever they needed, and she would have them mapped out for a whole week. And so she would be able to start doing that the Saturday before the Monday where that school week started. And, you know, she would have the clothes washed, clothes ironed, and she would have them set up where she knew that she had enough clothing, underwear, socks, you know, you name it, set up to the point where once she got them up, you know, they had already had their bath. You know, there's a routine to get out and brush your teeth. There was a routine of, okay, you know, these clothes are going to be on. There's no trying to find that, not trying to iron it. And, you know, once you have all those in place, the other little things begin to fall into place. So you really benefit in the long run by getting organized. One of the biggest things, and I'm sure everybody knows, one of the biggest hindrances to getting organized is procrastination. Yeah, that's the word, procrastination. Procrastination. What is procrastination? Procrastination is one of the biggest hindrances to getting organized. And what you find out is procrastination is when you keep putting off what you know you should do. And if you keep procrastinating, keep putting things off and know what you should do, what happens is the time for you to do that comes around so fast and you're not prepared. And so if you procrastinate with your children as far as their clothes, their socks, their underwear, you know, their book bags, their homework, everything in the proper place at the proper time, what happens is it will be chaotic. Somebody know what I'm talking about. It will be chaotic come the Monday morning or the day you get up to go to school. You can't find the socks, you can't find the hat, can't find the shirt, you know, can't find a book bag, pencil, all these things. The bus is coming or your ride's coming or you got to be out the door. All these things come from procrastination, which is what happens if you're not organized. And so one of the things we want to talk to tonight about, what are some of the biggest things that reasons why we procrastinate? One of the biggest reasons why we procrastinate is that we let other things take priority. We let other things take priority. One of the biggest distractions is television. Television programs, television broadcasts, television things that we like to see, computer video games, other things that don't require much energy. Watching television doesn't take much energy. You just sit there and you take it in. So some of those things are what is causing us to procrastinate. And many times when you're looking at the news or programs or broadcasts, is most of the time it's the same thing over and over again. You hear it one time, but then you hear it in a different station or different slant on it, but it's the same thing. But if you begin to say, in order for me to get organized, I know at a certain time I need to stop doing such and such. I need to stop watching this program. I need to stop watching this broadcast. And begin to start breaking down your organization. One of the biggest things that I did when we moved into our house was to take my wife's closet, the way the builder had it, and tear it apart and to organize it with different shelves and different places for shoes, different places for clothes, long dresses, skirts, different things like that, and organize that, that closet. So, you know, the things that she had, she knew where, you know, spring, summer, winter, or whatever stuff was. And, you know, I had to do that for her because she's an organized person. And so by doing that, that allows her to go and find what she wants when she wants it in her closet. Well, I don't have that many clothes, so I don't need that. I didn't need that big organization. I got one side for church clothes, one side for regular clothes. And, you know, that's how my organization is. And I've got probably about 6 or 7 pair of shoes. Well, so mine didn't need to be organized like hers. But what you had to do is you had to go in and you have to find out, okay, I want to be able to, you know, do X. And if you say, I want to be able to do X, how do I organize myself, my closet, my life, my kids or whatever in order to do X? And know this, that it's not always going to be a perfect, you know, scenario every time. But if you get organized to the point where you know where certain things are going to be, you get organized where you say you know that you have to do, you know, X on a certain date. So, you know, for instance, when we get up and we go to worship on Sunday, what we do is we prepare what we're going to wear on that Sunday evening. So on that Sunday evening, we're prepared, not on the Sunday evening, but that Saturday evening, we're prepared of what we're going to be doing. And so when you understand on Saturday, I already know what suit I'm going to wear, the shoes, the shine, my socks. I know what I'm going to wear. You know, my stuff is ironed, it's prepared. And when you begin to start doing those things, what happened is on Sunday morning, you don't have to find shoes, you don't have to find socks, you don't have to pick out a suit, you don't have to pick out cufflinks, you don't have to pick out ties, you don't have to do any of these things because it's already been prepared and organized on Sunday evening. So when you get up on Sunday morning, you're not going through this ritual, wear this, wear this, wear this, wear this. And you know, in our household, it's 4 people trying to get ready to get out the door. And so, you know, when you understand that there's this thing that will help you in the long run, you can begin to stop taking the stress off of yourself if you begin to get organized. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Celebrating our 9th and pastoral and church anniversary. And tonight we're just talking about getting organized and you want to be a part of that conversation, you can call in 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. One of the things I found, particularly with dealing with paperwork and dealing with how you would go about with your office and things, is the initial just getting started to do it is a little difficult. But once you get started and you get things in place, you're actually blessed by having things organized, where you have your filing system together, where you have different types of folders and, you know, books and all kind of things. When you have that in place, what happens is it makes your life a whole lot easier. So, you know, like I said, when I, you know, put my wife's closet in place, it took a minute. It took some time, took some effort, you know, to put it in, but it's so much easier for her to get around and do things. It's worth it. And that's the thing about organization, is you have to get in your mind that it's going to take some effort, and, you know, it takes a lot of maintenance to keep up on a lot of things. But if you organize, where you put in your preventative maintenance, where you're putting things into place in your life will run a lot smoother, again, particularly when dealing with kids. I know that sounds old school, but I know my parents, my grandparents, what they used to do is Sunday, everybody, you know, it was all day in worship. And people used to prepare, you know, Sunday dinner, a lot of things on Saturday evening. And, you know, they would go to stores and prepare. So on Sunday, they wouldn't have to do a lot of preparation as far as cooking and you know, like I said, getting things ready, because it was already done. And you know, I know that's old school, and I know a lot of times people aren't doing those type of things anymore. But it really helped. It really helped. And, you know, when you organize things, you put things where you can get to them, you know where they are, you know, when you're running out, you know, how to rotate your stock in. If you have a certain amount of paper towels, you know, you keep, you know, four here, and if you get down to three, you're organized, you can, you know, call and get, you know, more paper towels before you run out. Organization is critical to your enjoying or it brings wellness to your life, because what it does is it cuts down on a lot of drama. And one of the things that people really need to do in their lives, at least I think so, at least I do, is to cut down on your drama. I know we got somebody to testify about that, cutting down on your drama. This drama would drive you crazy. And whatever you can do to alleviate it, to shrink it down, to bring it down, you know, those are the type of things that we need to do. And if you want to be a part of that conversation tonight, we invite you to call in 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. We'll be glad to get your take on getting organized, how it helps you, how it cuts down on your drama, how, you know, doing it, you know, really makes a difference in your life. And, you know, a lot of times when you're not organized, you know, the things that you want to do well, the things that you're trying to do, a lot of times they don't go that well. A lot of times they're not as successful as you want them to, because you're not organized. And that's what really begins to start making you struggle a little bit in your life. So organization is a thing that sometimes people take for granted. Sometimes people don't understand what goes on behind the scenes. And you know, if you do know what goes behind the scenes, every little piece is important to organize. And if you're a behind the scenes person, you know that it takes time. And so that's one of the biggest things as far as getting organized, is to make sure you're taking the proper time to set up those things. Again, when you do it and things are at the ready, at the hand, you know, it goes a whole lot smoother. Sort of like when I saw the anniversary committee tonight, planning, putting things together, getting things picked up, getting things organized. So when it's time for the program to go forward, all of these things in place, and you know, it's ready to go. And, you know, that's what we should be looking forward to, is going into 2013, is getting our lives organized, getting our lives to the point where we're organized, to the point that we're doing things well, we're not stressing ourselves out, we're not cutting ourselves short or cutting the people, you know, that we are trying to deal with short because we're not organized. And so, you know, what better time is at the beginning of the year for us to just go ahead and get organized, just go ahead, get it done, get into the mode of saying I'm going to, you know, take this time to organize it, whether it's your closet, whether it's your car, whether it's your kids' clothes or whatever it is, to get organized. And you just have to take the challenge. You have to take the challenge. You just have to take the step up. You just have to take the bull by the horns, as they say, and get into a position where you're saying, okay, I need to get organized. And that's the first thing. You know, you got to admit that things are tossed up in the air. Things are hectic. You get up in the morning running. You leave out the door running. You get on the bus or get in the car speedballing and flying down the road or on transportation. And then you get off, you're running. You get home, you're running and, you know, trying to get something prepared for food. You didn't have it, so you run into the, you know, fast food place running, and all these things you're doing a lot of times because we're not organized. And a lot of times it's self-inflicted wounds, those things that we do to ourselves because we're not prioritizing, you know, where we need to, you know, put time in to get organized. And it's an easy word to say, but it's not always easy to do. And you have to really get into the mode of saying, okay, there may be some times where I might have to simplify and say no to stuff, where I might have to, you know, tell people no, or I might have to tell people not right now, or I might have to tell people I'm not going to be able to do this, so I can get myself together, get myself organized to a point where I'm really able to function correctly, clearly at my job, with my kids, with my spouse, with myself, because I have it organized. And, you know, again, it's a tough thing to do. It's a tough thing to do, but it can be done if you begin to start just looking, you know, at a few things in your life as far as what's causing me the most stress, what's causing me the most drama, and then begin to start putting things in place ahead of time to cut down on that stress and cut down on that drama. One of the things that a lot of times people do is they don't put enough gas in the car, and you know, now they're running late. And, you know, if you're running late, now you got to try to stop at the gas station. So if you, you know, that evening put enough gas in your car, then that will cut down on the drama in the morning. Or if you get to a point where you need to get groceries for the week, you know, make sure you take a day, a Friday or whatever, a Saturday or whatever, and go and get the groceries for the week. But those are the things that you have to do. You have to begin to start looking at them, start putting them into place, and saying, all right, this is how I'm going to make it. This is how I'm going to get over. This is how I'm going to be able to bring less stress, less drama in my life. And, you know, I'm starting to do this in 2013 by putting these things in place. Little by little, that's going to benefit me as far as my laundry or as far as my, you know, dealing with my bills. You know, I'm beginning to start knowing certain days that I'm going to put bills or write bills or certain days where I'm going to, you know, get involved with my church or what I have to do as far as my choir or as far as whatever it is I need to do. That's what you have to begin to start doing, and When you do that, you really, really, really begin to start understanding what it's all about as far as getting organized. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back. We're going to be back in about 2 minutes.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Tonight we're talking about getting organized. You can call in at 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569. And we'll be glad to get you a part of the conversation. As always, if you want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can get us at PACDC316. Also Facebook at PA Pastors A, PASTORSAID. And we'll be glad to touch base and talk with you on that type of media. But part of wellness that I believe a lot of us need to experience is that of getting organized. It's amazing how when you organize, how more efficiently you can operate, how more efficiently you can begin to do the things that will help you get whatever it is that you're doing accomplished. A lot of times we look at how we do things on our job, and one of the things we want to talk about tonight is if you're more organized on your job, will your performance be better towards your coworkers, for your boss, or, you know, just for yourself, just being organized in that manner. Is that something that's going to help you? And if so, identifying those things starting in 2013 to do those things is something I believe that we need to do, something that we need to really get involved in and begin to start doing to help, you know, possibly get a promotion, you know, people start recognizing you, that you're on point, that, you know, when certain things that do, you're organized enough where you're turning it in on time. It's not a thing where things are getting overlooked. People are constantly reminding you of what you need to do. But that's what we are looking for, is a place for us to start getting more organized so we can get those promotions, so that we can, you know, get our job done correctly, so people look in better light up with us. our time. We're organizing our calendars, knowing what's due, when it's due, how to get it done, taking the time to make sure we get it done. Those are the things that begin to start helping you. But it's something where you have to train yourself. You have to get into a position where, you know, you're training yourself and saying, this is what I'm going to do. This is what we're going to accomplish. This is what we want to make happen. And yet you really have to train yourself into doing it. You have to say, okay, I understand the benefit of it. And because I understand the benefit of it, I'm going to train myself or retrain myself over again so I can get organized and stay organized so that whatever I'm doing is going to be done in a manner that's excellent, that's going to be pleasing to God and to everyone else around me. So that's the challenge that we're putting out tonight is get organized. Get to the point where you're taking the big things and working on them first and then getting to the little things. But somewhere along the line, we definitely need to start doing a better job. You know, like I said, with your car, you know, maintenance, regular maintenance on your car, checking your tires and, you know, making sure that, you know, you got the proper windshield wiper fluid and wiper blades and all those things, you know, so when it rains or whatever, you're prepared. And, you know, it's a lot of talk a lot of times, but when you break down and you actually do it, it really benefits you in the long run. And so that's where encouraging people tonight is to take 2013 by the horns. 2013, let it be a better year than you were in 2012. Let your organizational skills shine. That should be one of our goals, is to let our organizational skills shine to a point where you are doing things better, and you're not running with like a chicken with your head cut off, but you're taking the time, you're saying no to some things, you're prioritizing, you're putting things in the proper place, and you are an organized person. And watch how it will change your life. Watch how you'll sleep better, you'll feel better, you won't be as stressed out. And a lot of times, you know, that stress is not good for your health. And if you can get organized better, it will be beneficial to your health. It will take your stress level down. It will take the drama down in your life. And then what those things do is they spawn off to the rest of your family. And then your family begins to get organized, and they begin to start understanding, you know, the importance of organization. Your husband or your wife or your children, you know, they'll get into that routine, and once they begin to start getting into that routine, then you know, that whole family unit will begin to start operating better. Shift gears a little bit and talk about, you know, in your organization, particularly in a church organization, just getting organized. Sometimes people don't like that type of organization. They don't like, you know, things having to be done a specific way or certain people doing certain things, but I believe any type of organization that, you know, involved with more than one person, that the people should, you know, be willing to work together in an organized manner, so they know what to expect, when to expect it, and how to get, you know, things accomplished, and that will begin to help the organization become more successful. And a lot of times in churches, you have people that, for whatever reason, they don't want to be organized. They don't want to do the things that are necessary to cause things to function decently in order. And a lot of times, you have division and friction because people don't want to follow the order of the organization. And so what happens is a lot of times things go lacking or things don't go as smoothly as possible. So I say, not only in the church, but whatever organization you're a part of, make sure you discuss it with the people that are going to be a part of the organization, that, you know, we want to be organized. We want to be to the point where what we're doing is going smoothly, is lined up, that we have the proper things in place for it to do that. And you know, let them know what's expected, and you know, prayerfully they'll buy into it. Prayerfully they'll want to be a part of it, and you have to continue to work at it, because everybody's not going to buy in on the first time. Everybody's not going to buy into it. So sometimes it'll become a little frustrating, but in the end, if you remain consistent with what you're doing as far as your organization, as far as, you know, making sure that, you know, what is needed is in place and things like that, then you'll begin to start reaping the benefits. But if you don't, if you remain unorganized, then that's when the drama will start coming in your church, whatever organization is. And the best way to deal with it is deal with it head on, is to look it straight in the face and say, all right, you know, this was happened, but we don't have to continue down that way. We don't have to continue doing these type of things, because we have the organizational skills to be able to make changes, and that's what we need to do. All right, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back in about 2 minutes. See, we're getting ready for the anniversary celebration, but we'll be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
That you really don't need, or something that you wish you could have did earlier on in life. and we are grateful for your comments. So again, if you want to come in, chime in. The number is 347-324-5569. 347-324-5569. Talking about organization. Let me see our First Lady coming in. She's definitely an organized person, and we want to ask her a few words about organization. First Lady Kayson, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine.
Just wanted to know, what do you think about organization and importance of organization?
You know, the Lord talks about having your house in order when he comes back. So that means that our daily walk, we need to have some type of order where we know that he blesses us to get up in the morning and he starts us on our way. So by doing that, we all have an order that we follow and that we deal with daily. So being organized, it helps the day go a lot better than just being disorganized and everything is in disarray. That means that Satan can have his way with you. But being organized, God gets the glory out of everything.
Well, thank you for those words of wisdom. I'll let you get on back to what you need to do. We just had some preachers come in, we're talking about organization, the importance of organization. We have in the study with us, Reverend Dr. Barbara Davis, along with Bishop Phyllis Lindsay, along with the presiding prelate, Elder Elaine Mitchell Sykes, and we are just glad to have them here with our celebration tonight on air with us on blogtalkradio.com before we go to our anniversary celebration, doing a little mobile broadcast. And before we go out into the sanctuary, wanted to ask them what they think about the importance of organization. Let's start out with Minister Sykes. Ms. Sykes, what do you think about how important it is to be an organized person?
I think it's very important that you be an organized person, because without organization, you'd be in whole disarray. Nothing will be organized. Everything will be out of place. So we have to organize our lives as well as organize things in our lives. Just like we organize our desk at work, our lives need to be organized also.
All right, thank you, Minister Sykes. Minister Lindsay, how important is it to be an organized person?
It's very important to be an organized person. Jesus is our great example. The Bible tells us that everything should be done decent and in order.
Yes, yes.
And God had a perfect plan from the beginning to the end. And God has already planned our life from the beginning to the end. So in order for us to walk in God's perfect will for our life, we must ask God, God, what do you want me to do? You organize my day, and you organize my walk so that you may get the glory.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Lindsay. Reverend Davis, how important is this organization? What do you think about how important it is for as a person being organized and to be successful?
It's very important that we be organized in order to be successful. We have to follow our Creator. Everything that was planned from the very beginning was planned and organized in an order especially that he wanted it to be in. And so everything that we do in our life, we're images of him. So our lives need to be organized as well. To be successful, you need a plan. And with a plan, you can be that great success in life that God wants you to be. So it's very important for us to have a successful plan in order to be successful in life.
Amen. I'd like to thank these very powerful women of God for their comments on organization, and just encourage our listeners to continue to in the year 2013 to get organized, because like they were saying about the plan of God and success and being obedient, following your creator, all these things are important. And when you begin to start putting them into practice, putting a plan into practice the way God did, you'll begin to start experiencing wellness in your life, and you'll begin to start seeing your life begin to start getting in order. And, you know, God orders our steps, and it's important for us to be obedient to God and allow him to order our steps, but to take the time to get organized. Our creator is an organizer. He's the great organizer. He put, you know, this whole universe into order. And so, you know, those are the type of people that we should become. And believe it or not, when you become organized, all the drama that's in your life will begin to get less and less and less. Everybody's stressed out. Everybody's got drama this, drama that. But if you begin to start getting organized, then you will be able to experience less drama and less stress in your life. All right, we're going to take a break. But if you want to continue to listen to the break and call us after the break, you can call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. We'll be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And he loves you.
Out there doing their thing. It's modern technology where you can be on the radio, you can see, you can hear the praise team, and, you know, people can get involved. But all of that's through organization. You got to have the organization, you got the people in place to be able to do these things. And, you know, we thank God for that ability to be able to just participate, interact with each other. I know Bishop McLaughlin, he's on the way, and sure, he's probably coming across town trying to get through traffic on a Friday, rainy Friday, foggy Friday. But we're looking for a great time all weekend long. The weather's getting a little warmer here in the metropolitan D.C. area. I'm not interested in a whole lot of snow. 50, 60 degrees is fine with me. We know we got the flu bug going on. We want everyone to stay well, wash your hands, sanitize, get to the doctors you need to, and get rest and up the fluids, and we'll get through this thing. But one of the things we want to talk about as far as organization is it kind of gets contagious, is when people are organized and they show the ability to do things excellent and do things well, that begins to start spinning off to other people. And so your organization, your efforts, can influence someone else. And that's how organizations begin to get well and thrive and succeed, is when people buy into the whole thing of being organized and doing things well. And so that's what we're encouraging, whatever organization you might be a part of, whether it's church, whether it's your work, is to take the time to get organized. Take the time to do things excellent in a manner that's pleasing in the sight of God. All right, we're getting ready to wind down. We're getting ready to close out and go take a part of this celebration. But we just thank everyone for tuning in tonight. And we'll be back on here Sunday night. And we pray that you'll join us again on Sunday night. And so for everyone that wants to hear this broadcast in its entirety, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/FastersAid, and you can scroll down to the on-demand section. You can get any of our broadcasts since April, you can listen at your leisure. You can listen to this broadcast approximately about 15 minutes after you get off the air, and you can enjoy it in its entirety. But until then, we want you to get organized, and now that you have the resource, we want you to get connected. Good night, and we'll see you again on Sunday night. God bless.